Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use. On this week's program, we're looking ahead to fall sports. How can young athletes stay safe while staying in shape? And football tailgates will be here soon. We talked to an expert about how to avoid burns from the fire pit. Plus, Parkinson's is back in the spotlight after the death of rocker Ozzy Osbourne. We tell you why cases of the disease are on the rise and how you can spot the signs early. And finally, what's happening with OSF here in Vermilion County? We spotlight a way the hospital is bringing care to your community. Brittany Delaney is an athletic trainer at OSF who works with high school athletes. This time of year, she starts to see injuries from kids overexerting themselves in the weight room. She advises athletes to consult with their coach or trainer on good posture and body mechanics. Have a wide base and lift with your legs and core, not your back.
Avoid twisting motions at the torso. So you want to over-exaggerate movements with make sure that when you're doing a rotational exercise, you're going to move your feet with that exercise, not just the torso itself.
Do you need a spotter for every lift? Delaney says, have one if it's a heavy weight or you're in a position to drop the weight on yourself, like a bench press. The bottom line for those young athletes, communication is key.
Communicate with your teammates, communicate with your coaches. It's always okay to not know how to do an exercise and to ask for help. In no situation should you be made fun of or be nervous about asking for help, because that's when you're going to get hurt.
Dr. Stathis Polakidis is a burn expert at OSF, and he's getting the word out in the final weeks of summer. Take precautions with those fall outdoor fires to avoid serious burns. He advises check the weather and with your fire department about burn rules. Keep water and a cell phone handy. Don't burn alone, don't add gas, and don't burn near a building. And if you do catch fire, remember the tried and true phrase, stop, drop, and roll. You can also consider other ways to get rid of your trash instead of burning.
If it's garbage, I would say pay the old-fashioned garbage truck to come and get the trash. I understand with some of the leaves and things like that, but you know the communities are actually very good about actually accumulating the leaves in the front lawn and having those taken away by the appropriate personnel in every one of the communities. And so I think there's just better ways to deal with it versus feeling that you're backed into a corner and that you have to burn the trash or the leaves.
When putting fires out, make sure it's cold to the touch before walking away. Mama, he's coming home. Just days after his farewell show, legendary rocker Ozzy Osbourne passed away this week at age 76. He had battled Parkinson's for several years. OSF neurologist Kavya Moravaneni says Parkinson's occurs when the brain doesn't make enough dopamine, the neurotransmitter required for movement. That leads to tremors, stiffness, a stooped posture, and overall difficulty getting around. A recent report in the British Medical Journal says by 2050, global cases of Parkinson's are expected to hit 25 million. That's due to people living longer and more diagnoses due to increased awareness. And Moravaneni says that awareness of symptoms leading to early diagnosis is key because you might have more treatment options available. Improving your diet and exercise can help, and deep brain stimulation might be another option.
It's an implant that's going into your brain. And the idea is that we are using electricity to help with the symptoms. So the leads that go into the brain will pass electricity into the tissue, into the neurons, and sort of negate abnormal signaling that is happening and that is causing the symptoms. So sort of negate that and improve symptoms.
Here locally, OSF continues to use the Caravan Mobile Health Unit to bring healthcare to people in their community. It eliminates a barrier for people who can't get to the hospital and sets them up on a path for success. Mia Harrier is the program manager for community health at OSF Sacred Heart.
The caravan is important in Vermilion County because we are aiming to take it to where people are needing it the most. It's not, how am I going to get to the hospital today? It's, oh, the hospital's right down the street from me today.
And what are some of the successes that you've had with Caravan, both past events and things you got going on right now?
So up until the past year, we did a lot of outreach events with OSF Cares for Kids. In the last year, we've been able to be successful with back-to-school physicals and immunizations and partnering with Vermilion County Health Department, Boys and Girls Club.
To find out where the Caravan will be next, visit the OSF Sacred Heart Facebook page. That's healthcare news you can use for this week. For more, visit osfhealthcare.org. I'm Tim Dittman.